Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a great miracle, and that's unity among God's people. I'm going to read you from Acts chapter 5, verse 12, where we read this. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. At this time, the community of the disciples of Jesus was still centered in Jerusalem. In that city, they gathered at Solomon's porch. This was an area up on the Temple Mount. The second temple was a massive compound with extensive porches and covered areas. No doubt the early Christians gathered in a particular area of the temple complex, in an area that was open to everybody. And this was a season of remarkable works. Our verse from Acts chapter 5 tells us that many signs and wonders were being done. Now, here we aren't told what these signs and wonders were. Presumably, they were like what we see in other places in Acts and in the Gospels. Healings, deliverance from demonic powers, and other unusual blessings. In Acts chapter 4, verses 29 and 30, the disciples asked God to do some things. They said this, "Grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." Now, that was their prayer in Acts chapter 4, verses 29 and 30. We see that God powerfully answered that prayer by giving the disciples boldness to speak God's word and by working many signs and wonders through the apostles. They asked in faith, and God answered their prayers. Notice, these miracles were done through the hands of the apostles. At this time, God chose to do these miraculous works through the hands of the apostles. And we don't read of God doing these miracles through the hands of other disciples. Now, we must trust that God wisely chooses which hands will bring a miracle. Here, God had a purpose in doing it through the hands of the apostles. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe that God still does miracles today. I don't believe anyone has the power to perform miracles whenever and however they want to. That power does not rest in any person. But God has power to do things that go beyond our understanding of the natural order. The creator of the normal laws of cause and effect can suspend those laws from time to time as it pleases him. It's easy to see the miraculous when someone is healed or set free from demonic power. However, God does many other miracles that aren't as easily seen as miracles. We also see this in Acts chapter 5, verse 12. It says, "They were all with one accord." There was wonderful unity of heart and purpose among the people of God. Oftentimes, the fact that God's people are together all with one accord is a greater display of the power of the Holy Spirit than any sign or wonder. Our selfish hearts and stubborn minds can be harder to move than any mountain. Divisions among believers can be harder to heal than the worst illness. Believe God for miracles that He will grant in His wisdom. But don't forget one of the greatest miracles, true unity in Jesus Christ among His disciples. So let's believe God for some miracles today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.